everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here. All the technical difficulties are gone now. I can hear you and you can hear me. No idea what happened. I had to switch computers, you know, all that wonderful stuff. So, but it's all good now. So thank you for being patient and sending those positive vibes to the technical wires and God knows what. So thank you. So obviously I'm a little bit off now because like, oh, what happened? But, you know, it's all good. So thank you. And again, thank you for your patience. And today we have Anna Larai with us. And I just love her. So this is going to be so much fun having her on the show with us. And her energies are obviously helping, right? So thank you so much for that, Anna Larai.
You're more than welcome. It's just fun to jump in. So.
Yes, thank you. So today we're talking about tips and tools for raising your vibrations. And so basically we're going to talk about that. We're going to do an energetic activation. We're going to talk about your vibrations and how they affect your perceptions and your actions. And we're also going to do some channeled live Q&A. So if you do have a question for Anna Larai and her team, you can hit *2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A. And for those of you who don't know Anna Larai, she's beautiful, lovely energy. She was on our show last season and I absolutely loved her. And, I had some personal sessions with her and she's like spot on and really good. So, that's something that you want to keep in mind too. So Anna Larai is a divine planetary liaison, a Lumara teacher, a healer, an emissary of love, and universal channel for many ascended masters and collective consciousnesses, whales, galactics, and light beings. She's of the angelic realms, but has spent many lifetimes on Venus learning about love. And she's blessed with gifts which can assist individuals and groups in moving forward, connecting to their own divinity and unlimited potential. And when she works with individuals, information and visuals flow forth from past incarnations and present day, allowing her to share and assist in the moment. Simply put, she assists her clients with changing their lives, improving, enriching, enhancing, or enlightening. And on the higher realms, she is involved with the angelic council's task of uplifting the collective heart of humanity into the Christ consciousness vibration. So here we are talking about raising your vibration, right? And so she's already working with the angelic councils to do that for, you know, on a global level, at the collective level. So, you know, isn't that wonderful? You can read more about Anna Larai on the live page, of course. And so, and we'll talk to Anna Larai and find out more about what is going on with her, what she's been doing the past couple of months. I missed seeing her in the end, when was it? Beginning of September, because I was moving.
Yeah,
so
moving.
I was so upset about that. But so Anna Larai, welcome. Thank you so much for holding the space for us while we figured out the technical stuff.
Thank you, Alara. I'm my pleasure to be here. And thank you for the lovely welcome. And if it's okay with you, what I'm getting, because we had that little interruption or disruption starting, what I'd like to do, if it just take a couple of minutes, and I just want to connect you and me and everybody together so
absolutely,
that we just stabilize everything. If that's okay, we'll sort of bring everything in. So everybody, if you just want to, because you all know Alara and you don't necessarily know me yet, just if it's okay, we're going to visualize Alara. So we're going to all work through her. Okay. And I just want you to, everybody to send a ray or ribbon from your heart of any color. And it's just going to be filled with love. And we're just all going to send love and our rays and ribbons to connect to Alara. So she's like going to be like the hub of the wagon wheel that we're all connecting together with. Okay. And I'm sending pink, and then we're just all that energy. And just take a second and let's everybody consciously connect to your spirit, or your soul, your I am presence, your how, whatever language you use about that higher piece of yourself or the piece of yourself, that heart piece of yourself. So just connect with that piece of yourself and just allow that love to flow through you. And as it flows into Alara and it flows back from her and to and through me and from me to all of you. So she and I'm just connecting, Alara, if it's okay, directly with your heart chakra.
Absolutely.
And we're just going to hold this real strong, energetic for the call here today. And we're just sending all this love out to everybody. And just one more breath in, everybody. Just slowly breathe in. Take a deep breath. And slowly exhale. And just let any worries and tensions or, you know, if you were a little irritated or frustrated by what happened, just let that all dissolve. Because we're in this space of love. And we get to talk about all our favorite things and be with people we enjoy and raise our vibration. Okay, how's that feel?
Much better. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, too.
Yeah, I really needed it. I was having a really tough day, so I was like, yeah, I could really use that support. So thank you, everyone. It's interesting what we can affect by our energy, by our own vibration, right?
Which is interesting because that's really what we're going to talk about today. So here's living examples. How cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. So yeah, let's just jump right into it because I mean, obviously this is so relevant because it happened right here on our call before we got started. Like, wow. We didn't even get to chat beforehand like we normally do because, you know.
I know. I know, I called in and I can hear her typing and I can hear her talking and I'm saying, "Hello, hello, hello." And
I couldn't hear anything.
And I'm like, "Oh no." So, no. I love it. Well, you know, it's such a great topic, and thank you for having me here. It's when you and I talked, when we set this up a while ago, it mm-hmm. was interesting because my guides came in, the many different ones I work with, and they love this topic. And so I really want to talk about it from a few perspectives. And there's going to be some things, if you're really new to your spiritual path, there's going to be some things for you. And if you're, you know, one that's done your spiritual path for a long time, there's going to be stuff for you too. But they really want to focus on a little bit for everybody. And they're asking me to tell all of us that have been on our path a long time that are, I'll just use the word, even though it's wrong, like more experienced in this journey, remember that the simple tools still work. So when you hear us talk about some things that may seem simple to you, remember that the simple is still really powerful when it comes to doing our journey. So, yeah. Well, the first thing that I really want to talk about is, you know, when we look at raising our vibration, when I work with my guides, whether it be the Alchemy or First Light or the Ascended Masters, the Angelics, who's ever coming through, is that there are really, in our opinion, there are sort of two main ways to raise your vibration. I mean, big picture ways, not there's thousands of ways, but sort of the big picture view. Mm-hmm. And one of them is you can release your, you know, what a friend of mine calls your caca. So you can clear your density or release your old belief systems, wounds. So that's when we focus on healing work, right? And we do that with Mother Earth. We do that with ourselves, with our relationships, where you're trying to, okay, I'm triggered, so I need to release this. So you go in and you might look at past lives. You might, you know, clear the energy, clear entities, you know, all of those, all of the things that fit in that realm. So that's one sort of end of the spectrum of raising our vibration, because every time that we release something that no longer serves us, every time that we release an old belief or a density or a trigger, then we lighten up, right? We just lighten up. The other end of the spectrum is when we bring in more light. And so there's lots of people that what they focus on is bringing light into their body every day. They may use prayer. They may connect with nature. And again, on this spectrum, there's also thousands of ways of connecting. And you know, you just bring in the light is the simplest. So, and we'll do some exercises of that in a minute. And when you talk to people, there's all kinds of different schools out there. Some people and different teachers and philosophies really focus on releasing your density. And some people say, everything's wonderful. I'm just going to bring in more love and light. And so there's, you know, to me, those are the two spectrums, right? And then there's everything in between. But what I've been really seeing and what my guides have been really talking about is the fastest way to raise your vibration is to do both. Mm-hmm. And lots of people don't do both. And so if people can visualize you're at a, you know, on a ruler. And if you've got a ruler that goes from 1 to 12 and it's just a long stick. And if you're at 6, you know, all the stuff below, let's say, is your kaka or your triggers, and all the stuff above is the light. You know, you can raise by working towards light, or you can raise by pushing up from the darkness or from the density, let me say. But if you're doing both, you're really moving much faster. Mm-hmm. And so when you have the opportunity to do both, and one, you know, let's be honest, one is way easier than the other, it really helps you shift. And what happens is the more you bring in the light in whatever different ways you want to do this, the more you connect to source energy, your guides, to your heart, to that space of joy and excitement and peace. When you connect all of that, you are automatically raising your vibration. And the more you raise it, the easier it is to let go of the stuff on the other end, to release the density. So what happens when a lot of people get started, a lot of clients I have that get started on their journey, and they're wanting to release some of their old density or their wounds, triggers, whatever label they have for it. What happens is they can't. I have a lot of clients that say to me, you know what? And you've probably heard this too, Laura. I have done this work for years, and I just feel like I don't get very far. Why is this always coming up? And yes, there's the layer of the onion. We all get that. But people say, you know, I've done this for 20 years and I don't really see a big difference in my life. But what's happening is when I experience those clients, the majority of the time what's happening is their intention is so strong and so wonderful and beautiful, but they haven't had the heart open enough to pump the love and vibration up to shift it. So what's been happening is it's been happening on a more of a mental level than a heart-based level.
Mm-hmm.
So when you and when you bring in the light and open your heart, again, you're raising the vibration and you're focusing, giving you more power to do the other. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And so, you know, there's no formula in terms of you need to do this much of either. But I've always learned the more I can do both, the faster I go. And I have clients who, on both ends of the spectrum. I know people who they only really want to focus on bringing in the light because that's what works for them. That's where it's easier. That's what they resonate with. And they don't want to look at their triggers and all of those other things. And then I have clients the complete opposite, that it's really about just digging into the dirt of it all and the muck and the caca of it all and working there. So go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, so, I mean, you know, I totally get on working on both, you know, bringing in the light and also clearing the density. But that doesn't mean that you go looking for the density. It's only when it comes up that you work with it, right?
Well,
I guess that's
a great question, but I guess that becomes a personal choice because I think most of us, or I'm going to generalize, so I apologize if I'm not generalizing for everyone. Most of us on our journey, when you're triggered, what I call triggered, where you have a negative reaction to something, or you have a feeling in your body that feels like that scrunchy. I think most of I call it triggered. When you're triggered, most of us on our path or who have any sort of teacher or any sort of journey know that, okay, that means it's mine. I'm holding a wrong belief or I'm triggered by it. I need to clear that. So if I know I'm triggered by, you know, people being late for appointments, let's just say, you know, they say they're coming to your house for dinner at 5 and they show up at 7. If that
that would trigger me too.
Hey, yeah, me too. And when it was Thanksgiving dinner, it was even worse. So when you know you're triggered, most of us go in and work on it, right? It's okay, there is something I have to clear, so I go and do my work in whatever way I do it. And there's, you know, gazillion ways that we can all do that. But what happens is we all carry many, many subconscious belief programs that we are unaware of. So the challenge is that I'm not clearing what I don't know is there. So I can clear and clear and clear, which I do. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, if I don't know what's there, then and our subconscious controls what's more than 70% of our behavior. And so I think that's where a lot of people have gotten, and I'll use the word sabotage, but that's probably have gotten hoodwinked, is that they've done all this work, and maybe some of it's been mental, but even those that have done in their heart, they keep clearing, and they don't understand why they're not moving forward. And it's because that they are held in the in a lower vibration, these belief systems that sabotage them. And they don't clear them because they don't even know they're there. And they can be from this lifetime or any or all lifetimes. And there's so many common ones, you know, that we hold as a collective. And so I think that, you know, I've learned over the last couple of years that I've dealt with my triggers, but now I go in and I ask, okay, what am I missing subconsciously? Or that's why I will have sessions with someone else. What can't I see? And I've got a few people I go to and I'll say, okay, I've been working on this, or what am I missing? Or what am I not seeing that's so deep that if I saw it, I could shift it, but I haven't seen it.
Right. Yeah.
So I do go looking for my stuff, but I'm like you in that I'm more about working with the light and the joy and the happiness. Mm-hmm. Because for me, the balance is important. Do I go digging every day for it? No.
No, exactly. The balance is important. Yeah,
the balance is important because I can't, if I'm going looking, digging for my triggers and my caca every single day, then I can't get my vibration up enough to help the planet with all the stuff I want to do. So for me, it's finding that balance.
Yeah, and, I agree.
You know, and of course, we all have people who trigger us more than others. They're usually in our very close space called our family, our friends, our partners. So, you know, when you're open to it, life provides you with lots of opportunities to look at the stuff you've missed.
Yes, and we're so grateful for those opportunities, are we not?
Well, actually, yes. I mean, they may feel like crap, literally. But I'm so deeply grateful when I see them, even when I'm crying or feeling really, because I know then it's something else I've found and that I can shift.
Yeah.
And I think that having the gratitude about seeing your triggers really makes them go faster.
Mm-hmm.
Really makes them go faster.
I agree, because our focus shouldn't be just on finding the triggers. Our focus still in life is to, you know, enjoy our lives, to live our lives, you know.
I agree completely. And to me, our purpose on life, you know, our purpose here is to raise our vibrations and to be in joy. Life is, I mean, that's what all my guides talk about. And yes, we all have purposes in terms of tasks and contracts and duties we said we'd help with. But we come here to raise our vibration. We come here for this experience that is, you know, and we come to assist others. But it's about having fun and playing. And my guides tell my clients and me all the time, the more you can play and have fun, the easier your life is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when people have really hard lives, that's a hard concept to grasp.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
And I think the old way, Alara, was really more about looking at your gunk.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, what happens is they get stuck there.
Yeah, and they get burned out all the time.
They get stuck, and it's like this downward spiral, and then they don't know how to get out of. Okay, how do I move out of this? How do I have some relief and go back to feeling peaceful or at least semi-normal?
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Exactly. Good. I just wanted to get that clarification because I didn't want, you know, for me, it's like, yeah, I know the stuff is there. I know the stuff has to be cleared, but it's not, I'm not going to go looking for it every day. And because then that'll be my focus. It's like looking for my, you know, the guck. And it's like, no, my purpose is raising my vibration, keeping it at a higher vibration more often, and being in joy and having fun. And, you know, and as like today was an off day, like really not a good day, but I used all my tools. I did use all my tools to raise my vibration and to clear some of the stuff that was going on. And so some of it did work, and but it's like, wow.
But, you know, I so agree with you, because for me, it's the way I live my life, too. I don't want to – I don't ignore my stuff, because ignoring your stuff keeps you in your stuff. Like ignoring your – you can't move forward. You reach a certain stage where you can't move forward if you ignore all your stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. But to me and other people I work with, it's like the focus needs to be, and like you, on the love, on the joy, on the play. I want to work about with the light. I want to work with bringing in as much light and as much high vibration as I can, because that helps me on every single level. And it's more fun to live life this way.
Yeah.
Way more fun.
Exactly. So what are some of the tips and tools that you use to raise your vibrations?
Okay. A few things. Actually, if you're okay, I want to talk to them about to the group about something before I give some of mine, because I want them to experience something. So one of the things you should realize, and most of you probably do, but you might not think about it all the time, is you can always feel where your vibration is in your physical body. Our body is like a thermometer for our vibration. And if you start, but what's happened is we've tuned away from our body for so long. We don't listen when our stomach, you know, bubbles or does contractions because we ate something that's not good for it. And we tune out when we're tired or our muscles are sore. But our body talks to us all the time. And it really is a barometer or thermometer for our vibration. So, you know, so what I would like everyone to do is take a minute. And I want you to think of one moment in your life, just even 1 minute, where you were really happy or really joyful or really peaceful. Okay, so I want everyone just close your eyes and remember a moment, any age in your life, where you were just filled with joy or peace or love. You're in that awesome, blissful state or happy state. And as you're remembering that, I want you to see the sounds, see the visuals, if you can get those, hear the sounds in that moment and the smells, and really remember how it felt in your body. So I want you to focus and feel your body now as you're having this memory. Let's just stay there for a minute. Get as much as you can from it. Okay. So how many of you, can people raise their hand on the system? Yay. How many of you could feel something, could feel it in your body, that joy or peace or happiness? How many of you could feel that when you went to that, whatever that memory was for you? Just raise your hand on. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, there's quite a few people. Or if you can't raise your hand, maybe you want to just type it in the Q&A, you can do that too.
Yeah. Okay. So our body is telling us our vibration, so we can feel it in our body. Okay. So let's just take a real brief second. And now, okay, so go back to neutral. Just clear your mind. Be right present with Alara and I here. And now I want you to we're just going to do real fast. I want you to have a memory of something that was really hard or difficult or tragic or painful, really, really short, and just remember it and feel it in your body. Okay, come out of that now. Go back to neutral. And now go back to the love memory, to the memory you had, the good memory. Go back to the good memory. I don't want to keep you in the bad one long at all. So go back to the good memory. And just through this connection with Alara and I'm just sending everybody more love. So we clear all of that other stuff. Just receive all the love. Okay. So how many of you could feel the negative in your body when you had this, when you went to a memory of something tragic or painful or hurtful or awful? How many of you could feel that differently in your body than you felt the good memory?
Yeah, definitely. And
if anybody has any comments on that. So, yeah,
people are definitely experiencing a difference, you know.
Yeah. Tears, and what happens?
Go ahead.
Yeah. So everybody come back to the good memory. That's really important. Come back to the good memory. Okay? The same good memory, a different good memory. And just bathe yourself in the energy of that good memory. Just feel it in your body. Because your body, how your body feels will help you bring in all of it. So just remember you have it in a, you know, in the memory in your body. It's like when you, another analogy would be, you know, when you hear a song on the radio from a long time ago and it's like you're right back in that memory. Mm-hmm. You know, it might have been your first kiss or, you know, the some amazing thing that happened.
Mm.
So go ahead.
You know, I was just reminiscing myself.
Good. So when you... So your body is always going to tell you where your vibration is, okay? So as we start listening to our body some more, you can get as you tune in, you can start to get a better feeling of where your vibration is at. Because some people say, well, how do I know, you know, I don't really know where my vibration is, or I don't know what, you know, part of it is what do I do, but where is it? So if we become more aware of our vibration, if we become more succinct with it and more aware of it, then it's easier to shift it as it starts to drop or raise it when it's at a certain level than it is, than if you have to get down into the depths of depression or upset or anger before you notice it. So part of the trick of raising your vibration is, first of all, being aware of where it actually is. So you don't want to let it, you don't, if you can, you want to be aware of it as it starts to shift rather than when it's your way down in the doldrums. So, and you can always use your body as an example for that. Okay. And, which questions do people have about that before I go to the next, before I give some examples?
There's no specific questions about that. They're just saying that they feel them both differently. That yes, they can feel the difference between the good memory and the not so good memory in the body.
Those are the extremes. So once you start recognizing, when you feel yourself, and whether you call it your vibration, sometimes I call it being out of alignment.
Mm-hmm.
When you feel that love vibration, and I'm not talking romantic love, I'm talking the vibration of love. When you feel the good memory, you feel lighter. You feel happier. You feel it in your body. There's just, and I would say then we're usually more aligned with source energy. We're more aligned with our higher self. We're more aligned with the vibration that we want to hold, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're more aligned with the light. So when you feel that, when you start to become aware of it, you can watch the subtleties. So if you watch what makes you shift. So if you're feeling really happy or you're feeling peaceful or joyful or you're in this deep gratitude and all of a sudden you realize you feel cranky or irritated or your vibration has shifted, is really start to be aware of what caused that. What was it that brought you down? And that could be different for every single person. I can tell you one thing for me. I laugh at it. I have the most lovely two dogs. And one is just an absolute beauty, my Sheltie. She's black and white, and she's just as smart as they come. But she has the highest pitch bark you could ever imagine, and she's decided she needs to be a guard dog. and I live on a busy street with kids going by out of high school. Mm-hmm. And I can be in meditation, I can be working, I can be on the phone, I could, you know, be cooking, and all of a sudden Tia lets out this high-pitched bark and runs around the house to protect me. But it, like, shatters my energy field, and I could, and I mean, drops my vibration and irritates the crap out of me faster than almost anything. And I know, you know, and so now what I've been doing, because I really started noticing that, is I see when she goes into the living room to look out the window. And so now what I do is I pull her away before she gets to that. So then my vibration doesn't go down, and hers doesn't either. Okay. But once you start to recognize it, you look at what brings it down. Some people, when you see violence on TV, will drop your vibration. Some people, alcohol drops their vibration. A fight with your partner or your child or your friend or your coworker. Some people are really, you know, their vibration drops when they don't get enough sunshine. Your vibration drops, most people, when you get sick or you don't feel well or you're in pain. It can be any sort of irritation that drops your vibration. So as you start the process, really start looking at what is it that's, where am I being triggered? Where, why is it dropping? So there's your first thing, is how do I shift that, or how do I not get involved with that? Or if I know it's the news, then why am I having the news on? Okay, so that's one piece of it. And then you really want to start looking at, okay, how do I raise it? So if I can stop it from dropping, if I see where it's starting to wane or drop, then I can shift then. And I can start to do or feel or experience some of the things that help me raise it to either stay neutral or go higher. And so some of the simple things, and there are, you know, the list is endless because it's different for everyone, but some real common things is, how many of you, you know, I think most of us have a piece of music, a song or an album, that when you hear it, your heart opens. And yeah, it might be, it might be attached to a good memory, or it might just be a song you love, right? And generally, you know, it's something more, you know, if, you know, when I think of the song Happy by Pharrell Williams, how can you not listen to that and not have your vibration not go up?
True. It definitely will.
Yeah. It's just one of those, like many, you know, and we all have different songs that do that for us. It doesn't matter what the song is. It's your, how it makes you feel. So music. So if you know, you know, keep a list of what are those songs? Have a playlist on your iPhone or your, you know, your music of, these are the songs that really raise me up. And we all have songs that you remember a breakup or it makes you sad, or, well, make sure those songs aren't on there and have one of those lists of, these are the songs that uplift me. And if it's only two songs, then put them on repeat. Another thing that my guides talked a little bit about is how much, and I saw this on Facebook the other day too, is if you dance, so it doesn't mean you have to go out to a club, go dancing, dance around your kitchen or your bedroom. If you start dancing, it's pretty hard to keep your vibration down. There's something about the movement of the body and the energy that runs through that raises our vibration. Other things for, again, for different people, meditation. So whether you listen to a guided meditation that's really high vibrational, whether you have a favorite, someone that channels that you listen to their meditation, and that really helps you. Another a simple one I find is watching a funny movie or a funny TV show. Like, I can't help but laugh at The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, and, I love that show.
I know, Sheldon just laughed with me. The whole show is beautiful. And you can't laugh and not raise your vibration. It just doesn't work. So if you can find a way to trigger laughter within you, and that's why, you know, playing with children or babies or puppies or kittens, all those little cutesy things, for most of us, it helps us open our heart. And the minute we open our heart, our vibration is rising, right? So those of you that have the ability, who are really practiced at it, if your vibration is down, simply close your eyes and focus on expanding your heart chakra. and bring and just ask to bring in more light. And that will do it. Now, I know that's not always easy for everybody. And that's why it's good to have some other funny things. Getting out in nature, for most of us, is an easy way to raise your vibration. You know, connect with the grass or flower, the tree, the ocean, the mountain, the desert. Just being present with that and feeling the energy will raise vibration. And, you know, another one, the one we just did that's so simple, is to remember an experience that was good for you. So you don't have to go anywhere, do anything. You can close your eyes and simply bring forth and experience a memory again. And the more you can experience, you want to do it with, you know, with sight, with sound, with touch. The more you can embody the experience, you'll actually feel your vibration rise. Another one, a couple others that are, you know, again, and if you're really, you know, been on this journey a while, you might say, well, these are pretty simple things.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, but they work.
Exactly.
And I'm sorry, I'm into simple. If I can do something simple and get the same awesome result as doing something really difficult, then I'm going to choose the simple, because life doesn't have to be difficult and hard. Those are some of the false programs. And another one is for those of you that that find your creative flow. So, you know, if you paint, if you do photography, if you do jewelry, if you do fiber arts, whatever creative thing you do, creativity for most of us raises our vibration. Because think about it, if you do anything like that, you sort of get lost in the moment, and it's really hard to be creative. And most people, when they are inspired, their vibration goes up. Someone told me the other day, for them, it's when they get their hands in their earth. So when they go out and plant plants or work in their garden or arrange flowers or, you know, plant the seeds, all of those things for this person I was chatting with, again, helps you raise your vibration because you're connecting with the all that is, and you're connecting with nature.
Mm-hmm.
I have a brand new crystal sitting here in front of me, and it is just yakking here a mile a minute saying, tell them, tell them to pick up their favorite crystal.
Mm, yeah.
And just, you know, hold it and tune into the crystal. And the crystal will assist you in releasing if there's something, but also to help you bring your vibration at least back to neutral, if not higher.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yeah, absolutely. I love that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's the thing. Sometimes the crystals just call out to you, you know, and just pick up one that calls out to you. It doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to be a specific one. Just whichever one calls out to you in that moment, you know, use that.
Yeah.
You know, just hold that.
And, you know, it's such a simple one. And one that's really popular right now is adult coloring books.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So as a kid, I loved to color. And I have a whole bunch of them and coloring markers, and because I'm not very artistic with drawing or painting. But there's this peacefulness. And peace is one of the highest vibrations you can achieve. So for me, it's just this stillness and peacefulness, and I lose time when I sit and color. And it seems to do that for a lot of people. And what I love now is when you can find the coloring books that are mandalas, because there's just this energetic level and the sacred geometry that adds into all those layers of everything.
Absolutely. Oh, I thank you for reminding me. I have one I haven't used in a while. So it's like, that's something I can do,
you know,
today
and,
or tomorrow.
Yeah, and when you're looking at what lowers your vibration, Alara, I would say to people, be really careful or really look at your internet usage and your online or your social media usage, because there are so many wonderful things on the internet, like exactly what we're doing today, and so many wonderful websites and shows and YouTube videos, but there is so much that really is not wonderful. And if you're spending, you know, 6-7 hours a day online, you know, searching and researching and all of these other things, that is often pretty hard on our vibration, on our energy fields. And so if your energy field is really in that kind of vibration or in that kind of influence, then automatically, you know, think about it. If you've sat at the computer all day, we wake up, we get up, our eyes are sore. Usually our hands might be from the keyboarding. We might be really tired. You might feel irritable. But that's because of the energy we're in, you know. So look at how you monitor your social media and your internet use to see if you could keep your vibration up. And I always connect with my computer and bring my computer into my heart vibration before I start working with it to really help monitor that.
That's a great idea. Thank you. I should do that because I'm on my computer all day.
Well, me too, you know, but you know, you're like me, you're on your computer because we're working, but lots of people are on because they're just searching sites and seeing where it takes them and you know, which is fine, but just be aware.
For sure.
Yeah. And I think the other thing I would say is that what you have to be aware is where your vibration is directly affects your perception of things. And which then affects your actions. So let me give you a couple of examples. So I want you to think of either a time in a relationship with a partner, a friend, or, you know, your boss at work, for those of you that, you know, so any one of those. And think about when you felt really secure in the relationship, whether it be employment or friendship or romantic, and you were really happy and you were really secure. You knew they cared. You were doing a good job. You were appreciated. Okay, so just go to that experience for a moment and feel it in your body. Okay. And let's say that individual says something to you. Let me just see what would work for everybody. One second here. Maybe they say something as simple as, "Why did you wear that shirt today?"
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So how does that affect you? You feel secure. You're happy in your job. Your relationship's good. Is that really going to upset you very much? Probably not, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your perception doesn't, you know, it's okay. Yeah, okay. So, but now think about this a situation with the same person. Let's say you don't feel secure in your job. You're worried that you could be fired, or your relationship is on the rocks, or you and your friend just had a really bad fight, and you don't feel secure in the relationship, whether it be personal or professional. You really are feeling anxious, and that same person makes the same comment to you. Why did you wear that shirt today? Feel that in your body now. Can you see how all of a sudden that comment takes on this huge hit of, oh my God, what's going on? Should I change my clothes? Why are they saying this? And you start really doubting yourself. And it's the same neutral comment.
Absolutely.
There's no good or bad to it. Why did you wear that shirt today? So when your vibration is low, when you don't feel secure, when you feel angry, unhappy, upset, whatever the reason you feel in a lower vibration, you look at life, your perceptions are completely changed than when you're happy and the same thing happens. And I had this happen a number of years ago to me at work, and I was feeling my boss and I weren't seeing eye to eye at work. And I knew my job was secure, but I really didn't. We weren't in a good space. And, you know, I'm one of these. I want to do a good job. And he made some comment about my work. Nowadays, I don't even remember what it was. And I was devastated, and I, you know, got really anxious, and I was like, oh my God, you know, blah, blah, blah. Am I going to lose my job? Like, all these awful thoughts went through my head, and my body felt awful, and I felt sick, and I thought, oh my God. And it was pretty traumatic. And then my guides came in, and they're like, okay, NLRI. And they're like, okay, How think of, and they did this with me. They said, okay, if you think of a few weeks ago when the relationship, or a month ago when the relationship was really, really strong and your boss had been really praising you and you'd just gotten a raise, if he had made the exact same comment to you then, how would you have reacted? And I really looked at it, and I knew, I had full knowing and experience, that I would have reacted totally differently in that situation. Mm-hmm. It would have rolled off my back. And so part of why raising your vibration is so important is it really changes your perceptions and your actions in your actual three-day, everyday life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, think about your partners or your kids. If you're feeling good and they tease you, you probably tease back or you banter. But if you're feeling really vulnerable or you're really feeling hurt or you're really angry and they make the same kind of comment or tease you, you might explode.
Yeah, for sure.
You might make a nasty comment back instead of laughing.
Yeah.
And so your vibration really changes your actions in life. And what happens is then again, so it then lower, it starts that downward spiral. Does that make sense?
It does. It absolutely does. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and totally. It's just, and it's something we have a control over. We can stop and raise our vibration at any time. And our vibration, can I say this? Let's just say, okay, I'm going to trigger some of you, I can tell. Your vibration is more your own choice than you realize. It's like our attitude. So you know how people will tell you your attitude is just your choice. You can choose to be happy. You can choose not to be happy. And I know that statement triggers a whole lot of people. But we can't choose what happens to us, but we can choose how we perceive it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing with our vibration. Yes, what's happening on the planet and all these things affect it, absolutely. But you can choose to bring in the light, or you can choose to stay down. And I know many people think it's not their choice. But when you think it's not your choice, that puts you into victimhood, which lowers your vibration again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not making light of anyone. Please don't think that. I know that when you're down and out or bad things happen, it's really hard to raise your vibration. Sometimes it's really hard. And so I'm not trying to say that that isn't. But the more we practice in raising our vibration, the easier it gets. And the higher the vibration you get, the easier it is to get higher.
Exactly. Those highs and lows are not as high and low, you know? So,
yeah.
And we can more quickly rebound, you know, kind of if we're having a bad time or something, we can quickly rebound to a higher vibration than, you know, if we're constantly, if we're practicing it, if we're focusing on that.
Exactly. And that's right. It doesn't mean you still don't drop or you don't have bad days or bad few days or go way down. But you, as you said, you rebound. You can get out of it way faster with more grace and more ease. And the more you hold a higher vibration, the more your body wants to hold it.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I guess, does anyone have any questions around what I've said before we...
Well, we have some questions on the Q&A, and we did have somebody with their hand raised, but they had to go because they were at work and they had to go. So I was like, sorry.
Okay, I understand.
I totally forgot to. I was like, all right. So, let me see if there's any question about this specifically.
Okay.
But this might be more about, you know, the general questions for the channeling, you know?
Yeah. Well, if there's any questions about this specifically, let's do that first.
So I have a question from Marin, I think.
Okay.
Marin was in a particular area in the Middle East for work or business, and they seem like they will go again. And so somebody told Marin it is because they have a soul contract there for opening a portal. And that's why they're focused on raising their vibration. So So Marin is online. So maybe Marin, you can raise your hand so I can find you easily. Marin, oh, there you are. I see you. So maybe we'll bring Marin on the line here.
Okay, yeah.
So Marin, I'm going to unmute you. Hello.
Hi, Marin.
Hello, can you hear
me? Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes, that was my question. And what can Ana Larai tell me about?
But
of course, it's regarding.
I didn't hear what the actual
Sorry.
Question was. I didn't. I heard that you had some contract to open a portal or something, but I didn't hear what the question in that was.
Yeah, that person said that's why I'm focused on raising my vibration for opening that portal, that particular area
okay.
in Middle East.
Okay, so Marin, go. I want you to go into your heart for a minute. And if we can all send
please.
Lots of love to Marin, if that's okay with you, Marin. So let's everybody just send love to Marin because we're all connected. Okay, so go out of the mental and go right into your heart, Marin, and tell me when you're right in that heart space, okay? Okay, are you in that heart space?
I think so.
Okay, so tell me, how does that feel to you? Does it really feel like you have a contract to open a portal there?
Honestly, I don't know.
Okay. Okay, thank you for that honest answer. So as soon as you started talking about it, what I got is there was a distortion in that information. So I'm not saying it's wrong. All I can read is there's a distortion in it. And you're raising your vibration for yourself. And everyone that raises their vibration every day, any piece that we do, helps all that is and helps the planet. And do we need to be certain vibrations for some of our contracts? Absolutely yes. Absolutely yes. But there's some sort of something about that statement does not feel in alignment to me. And that's all the information I'm getting on it. But really remember that you're raising your vibration because that's what you came here to do. Does that help, Marin?
Not really.
If you end up going back to the Middle East and you feel guided at that time to open a portal through your heart, not because you think you have to or not because someone else is telling you, then you'll have the energy you need to do it. But it's not about...
Okay, what?
Go ahead.
Can you tell me something? Can you tell me anything about that portal? Anything, you know?
About what the portal's supposed to do?
Yes. Please.
So, see, this is where I feel the distortion in it. So, it feels like old energy, that what you were told to do is old energy. So in the past, many of us that were here were opening portals to let souls that were trapped in the earth plane and the other planes go back to the light. And many of us have done that, and that was amazing, and that's what we were supposed to do. But so much has shifted on planet Earth right now that it's being done in unity consciousness that is so different. And so it feels like the information is old. So that I don't get that there's this portal to be opened for that purpose that was about releasing old energies and souls, because Earth is transmuting this all. So let me just see what I get. It has something to do with your own ancestry and heritage from many lifetimes of being in that part of the world, and what I'm getting is that. That it is really about anchoring or opening the energy of gratitude for all the time and lifetimes that you have been there and part of your family has, that if you were to want to look at opening something now, that a portal to for gratitude would be what is most beneficial. Gratitude for the lifetimes there, for the people, for the culture, for the land. So really focusing more on the light and bringing in more of the light and the thankfulness rather than the old perception of what needed to be released.
Okay, Maren, how's that?
Interesting, at least. Yes. What can I? How can I recognize that place, that particular?
You will feel it.
Because
it's all about vibration. You would feel it. It's when you find one of those places for everyone listening. If you're going to do some energetic work or something for yourself, you know, from a past life or from your family heritage that you're going to do. It's almost like when you get into the area energetically, it's almost like a lock clicks in, you know, that you feel like, oh, this is it. It's almost like that key in the lock where you feel this click. So you usually feel it. And if you don't feel it, I wouldn't be doing it. So that's where you trust. That's where you want to be in your heart. It's not a mental exercise. Really be in your heart.
I said so.
Okay. I wish you the best with all of that.
Thank you.
So
thank you, Maren.
I'm being guided, Alara, to because of his question, to share something. I think you saw the newsletter that I sent out yesterday or the day before.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a piece in there about the shift that I'm being asked to share, if that's okay. Let's see here. Let me just find it. 1 second. So some of you know that I channel for the Alchemy Collective Consciousness, and they are a group of light beings that come at the time of transition for a planet. And Alara has and her listeners have experienced that when we've done an alchemy meditation. And that was the gathering that we were going to meet at in Italy. And the Alchemy do free calls every Tuesday online. Sometimes mornings, sometimes evenings, we alternate for people. Anyone in the world can come. They're all free and they're high vibrational. And what we do is we work together collectively to raise the vibration on planet Earth. So it's a little bit about what we've been talking today about the focus on raising your vibration. And so what we did, and I never know what they're going to bring through. And I had two members of our Heart Collective here visiting my home these last days who are these amazing beings of light, as many on the Heart Collective are, and very powerful. And so the Alchemy took advantage of their physical presence with me when we did the Alchemy call on Tuesday. And we had a whole bunch of people online. And what we did is all these angelic beings came forward and all these ascended masters, and we connected with source energy. And they said, there's this real opportunity right now in the energetics on Tuesday to start to shift the consciousness of the planet. And that is a very, very, very difficult thing to do, the consciousness of the collective of humanity. And I think in all my years of working with the Alchemy, we've only ever done it once or twice before or had the opportunity to. And it's usually been in a gathering where you've done 5 days of deep work. And so we were able to, with all the people on the call and all the angels and ascended masters and beings of light, to raise the vibration of the collective consciousness of all of humanity by 1%, which is amazing. It sounds small, but they kept saying how significant it was.
Mm-hmm.
And they had asked four of us to stay on the call as everyone finished, because we were still in the energies. And we had worked together before in Mexico. And so then we continued, because we were still using the energies of the group after the call had ended. And they're asking me to share some of this with your audience now. And what we did is we kept working. And these are things I've never even heard of. And this is what happened is I thought it was amazing that we got to raise the consciousness of humanity, the collective conscious, the vibration of the collective consciousness to help everyone. But then what we went and did is that 1%, that raise in vibration, meant that there was an opening on the planet to do something even bigger. And so when you raise your vibration even a little bit, it opens up other doors you can't even imagine coming forth. And so what we were guided to do is the collective consciousness of humanity is a living energy field that is anchored on planet Earth, right? That, but I had never thought of it as being anchored, but it has to be because it's here, because it's the collective consciousness of humanity. And we actually moved it to another place on planet Earth that will allow. So the analogy they used is that when it was placed at the beginning of time, things have changed, and it was like a drain that got clogged. So it couldn't filter the energies for the collective consciousness of humanity. So the collective consciousness of humanity kept being the dense energies couldn't be filtered the same way. So things have continued over the millennia to get heavier and heavier and heavier energetically in many ways with the collective consciousness, not with the earth, but with the collective consciousness of humanity. And we've seen that with the violence and the wars and all the stuff that comes with that. And so now the collective consciousness of humanity, the anchor for it has been moved to a place on planet Earth that allows the filter to work again. And so that 1% we did as a group allowed that next big shift for the whole planet to happen, to now have more access, to be able to have all of this filtered much easier, for all of us to be able to raise our vibrations easier.
Yay.
Yeah, yay. Like yay. Like I never know what they're doing, and I was shocked, and I had no, not even a minute's warning of anything we were doing, because I just trust and follow. So when you trust and follow, and when you raise your vibration, you never know what opportunities are going to come. And you never know. And so really that's, you know, so when you raise your vibration, however you do it, it's good for yourself, but it's good for the all that is, in ways we can't know.
Absolutely. Thank you. That's a great message, and it's a great confirmation, or not even a confirmation, but it's a great message for us to continue to raise our vibration, knowing that it's not only helping us personally, individually, it's also helping the collective and all of humanity at the same time, including Mother Earth.
Right? Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I have a question on the Q&A here. Let me check here. Hold on. So Regina was asking a question about how do we release the kaka on a heart level? I put those densities on a boat and set them to sail during meditations, but it seems some of the triggers come back at times. And I think that's normal, Regina, right? It's normal for the triggers to come back at times, but I'm assuming that they're not always at the same charge level. So Annalori, do you want to answer?
Yeah. Sure. I think that one of the things with triggers that is helpful is that when you're no longer triggered, you know you've really cleared it. So like Alara just said, if you're still being triggered but not to the same intensity, it means you've gotten parts of it. Mm-hmm. And so really, to release any of the kaka, and I mean, there's all kinds of ways, and different teachers do it, and you know, try what works for you. But for me, the easiest way is always about bringing the light into it. Is to sit with it and feel it, experience it if I need to. I don't have to have the whole story or the whole lifetime. And then just flood it with light and forgiveness and really just bring that light into it until I feel it all go. And you can do visuals, you can use mantras, you can, you know, you can do your own energy work, Reiki, whatever you do with it. You know, when I work with clients, that's what I do all the time. And I see it and feel it and hear it until, and I work on it until it's gone. And so you really know once you're no longer triggered by it, that it's really gone. And the more you can raise your vibration and get your heart open before you start, the easier and faster it's going to be. So if mm-hmm. you're looking at your density or your kukkha, always do your clearing when your heart is open. Because if you sit down and go, oh, I'm in my kukkha and I got to do this, it's going to be really hard to release because you can't. You have to hit certain vibrations to be able to release it. And so that's why you need to raise your vibration to even do that kind of work. Or that's mm-hmm. why you also need to find a healer who can hold a vibration much higher than your own to help you do it.
Beautiful.
I hope that helps,
thank
Regina.
You. Yes, absolutely. So I know that we're, yeah, she said thank you. That helped so much. Wonderful. That was a quick response. So I know that we're going to do an energetic activation, but before we do that, I just want to take a few moments to talk about the special offer that you have for our audience. And so for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click special offer. Those of you on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/AnnaLarai14, AnnaLarai14. The link will be in the email as well later. AnnaLarai, you want to talk about this special offer
yes.
for a moment?
And the only thing I don't have in front of me is what the price mm-hmm. was. I was going to ask you that when we pre-talked. I have all the details. Can't remember the price.
Well, I know, right? So it's $97.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so
I was going to confirm with you too, but you know, like,
Oh, that's so funny. Okay, so I think there's some really cool things in here. So you will receive the November full moon recording that I did just a couple of weeks ago, and I can tell you what it is. It was amazing. It's about an hour long, and Archangel Raphael came through, and what it is you go in and you listen to it, and you create your own personal integration pod for the 2018 energies. And Archangel Raphael has said time and time and time again in these last weeks to me that if you think 2017 was intense, wait till people feel 2018 with the energies. And they don't say that to put anyone in fear. They're trying to let people know. So this integration pod will work through all of 2018. And you're only allowed to go in it once, and then you have to have 3 nights off, and then again. You can do less than that, but you can't go closer than you have to have 3 nights off. So what and once a month, it becomes when you ask to be a deep healing chamber. So I want to let you know that if you think you can just go to bed and say it'll automatically happen, he said no. You need to consciously choose and go into the pod and then go to sleep, and you only do it in your sleep. And it's really about allowing the energies of 2018 that are going to be really intense to be filtered through the pod so it's easier for your physical and emotional bodies. So that's one of the items. And then on December 3rd, I'm doing my December full moon, and they're always different, totally different adventures. So you can either come on with me live on the, I think it's a Sunday. And let me just check. It is a Sunday.
Sunday, December 3rd.
And I think I'm doing it earlier, I think.
It's 5 p.m. Pacific.
That's what I thought, because I had changed it. And so if you can't make it then you will get the recording probably the next day or later that day. And then I have an hour recording from Lady Venus Love Star, who's one of the beings that I've worked with that I love and adore. And it's called The Alchemy of Love. And what it is, it's all about raising your vibrations. And it's some of what we've talked about today, but she really gets into it a whole lot more. And that's, and you'll experience some of it. There's a 20-minute reading with me. So you'll book through my website for a 20-minute reading with me on the package. And then on the 28th of November, I'm doing a group healing session. So you would join me live on the 28th of November. And that one is in the
Tuesday
morning. Yeah, Tuesday.
The 20th.
Yeah, I'm in the wrong month. Yeah. And it's at 10 a.m. Yeah, my calendar's not moving fast enough. And if you can't make it, we will record it. And I will tell you honestly, Archangel Raphael doesn't normally let it be recorded because you were buying a package through it. We didn't want anyone to miss it. So you can have that. And then the other piece is a great tool, a recording I did just about a year ago. Simple words would be karma clearing. but my guides don't like the word karma clearing. They prefer past life energetic residue clearing. And so you can use it 1,000 times. You can use it on any person you know, any family member, you know, and it's about clearing up all the past lives, all the energy left over, all the stuff between you and any person. And you might have to listen to it a few times. For a certain person, if you have had a lot of past lives and a lot of kaka with them, and it's the most beautiful energy. You just go up to this high vibration with them and love them, and it's beautiful. So that is my special offer, which I think is really cool. There's lots. So you get live things and recorded things and a reading and all kinds of stuff.
Exactly. So for $97, please do take a look at it, see how it resonates with you, and you'll find that the recordings are powerful and the live ones will be as well. And if you can attend live, you will get the recording, so not to worry but about that as well. So perfect. And then the 20-minute reading with Anna Lorai, like I said, she doesn't need a lot of time. and, you know, when she tunes in and she works with you, it's amazing. So take a look at that. Beautiful. Thank you. And so now you wanted to do a activation as well as we have a few questions, general questions. So
probably what I would say is let's do the activation last because people will be potentially wiped or kind of in this state. So so how about this? I'd like to share about a workshop I'm doing and then maybe do some Q&A and then do the activation if that works with you and your listeners.
Yep, perfect.
Sounds good. So for those of you that are couples, I'm having a workshop in 2 weeks. It's on November 25th and 26th. It's all online like this is. And it's called Conscious Union. And it's a couples workshop. And it's initially for couples. Down in the next year or so, we'll be doing the same thing, not for couples, but we're starting there. And it's a workshop that is been channeled. And I've lived and experienced this past year. It's been channeled. Lord Sananda and Lady Nada brought it in. And it's all about taking, I should grab my, it's all about taking your relationship to a higher level and experience. So what they said is with the current ascending energies, there's an unparalleled opportunity to move our heart connections into a state of unity and beyond. So what it is, it's not about if you're about to get divorced. It's not about that. It's for people who have a good relationship who want to make it a better relationship. And the first part, you don't have to both be spiritual. There's a little bit of energetic work in the second day because we're going to do 2 half days, 9 till noon Pacific time on Saturday and Sunday. So the Europeans can be involved as well. And, it's a whole series of different exercises that you and your partner are going to do. And we can't necessarily listen in because it's online, so you can let us listen or not let us listen. And we guide you through them, and I read the energy of it. And I've done it, I think, 3 times now with my partner, and I end up in tears. I mean, it's so profound for me that I'm like, oh my gosh, because you just feel this love. And it's really about, it's like we've been talking about raising your vibrations. It's about raising the vibration of your relationship. And it really focuses on the communication and the appreciation you have for each other. And then next year we're going to do parts 2 and 3, which are going to get into the deep energetics of it. And then they have to be open to the energetic side of it because then you're really going into far more energetics. And they tell us that these are more of the norm in the fifth dimensional energies. And eventually everybody will have these kind of connections and interactions more in the unity consciousness. But we're starting now with couples because in theory, those are the initial deep connections. So again, you can find that on my website, which is sparklesoflove.love, and I think it's under What's New, and it's November 25th and 26th, and it's $355 US for the couple for both half days. And we're really looking forward to it. We've already got people signed up, and we did a couple of practice runs with people, and just to, I mean, we knew had all the information. It was just, okay, what are the logistics? And it was amazing to see, because it was a couple who have been together a long time and who are really connected. And, you know, even they were like, wow, okay. So it takes you into something new. So again, raising your vibration for the relationship together.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's so important, especially right now.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that came through yesterday in 2 days ago was that the guides have said to me and to all the people that were listening was that between now and the end of 2017, they highly invited us to take every opportunity we could to raise our vibration, to release our kaka, to raise the vibration as much as you can, because it's like 2018 is a new energetic template, and it's going to be easier on everyone the higher your vibration is. So do as many classes or listen to as many guided meditations or do as many of the things you can to raise your own vibration in these next 6 to 7 weeks will really help you for the next year.
Beautiful. Thank you. So that for that, it was sparklesoflove.love, right?
Yes.
And what about for the alchemy gathering calls?
Okay. Oh, thank you. The alchemy website is the alchemycollective.org. Mm-hmm. And there you can sign up and come on our free calls on Tuesdays. And we do two gatherings a year. And those are the only thing you pay for with the alchemy. And our next one is in April 7th. It's 1 week in Mexico. 90 minutes south of Puerto Vallarta, we have this beautiful resort we go to. And we do meditation, guided meditations and healings and energy work and laughter and play for 5 to 6 days. And it's all divine service for the planet. So we do some pretty big things there on a planetary level. Mm-hmm. So, and you don't have to have done any of that before. So if you've never meditated and never done that, as long as you're willing to try, you'll be just swept into all the energies. So don't let anybody be worried about that. And the people that come are amazing, and everybody leaves their ego at home, and there's just this real community sense. And then in next October 2018, we signed the contract recently, and we are returning back to my home base where the alchemy first came through, and that is on Vancouver Island. And we're actually going to this exact resort where I first channeled the alchemy here on Vancouver Island. And day one, we're taking the group up and going on a fishing boat out into the ocean to where the crystals are and the etheric crystals, and going whale watching. And then we're doing 5 days of the divine service right on the ocean there.
Mm, nice.
So, yeah. So we'll have lots of fun.
Good. So I have a question from Rose, and she's asking about, this is more of a logistics question, but the downloads from the package are going to be on a special offer page that you just click on a button and they automatically download onto your computer, or right click and save to your computer. Fairly easy, so not too difficult. And then I have a question from Yvonne. Long time ago, she put it in here. Let me find it. So Yvonne is asking, just a general question, if there's any special message that the alchemy, the group, that your collective has for her in moving forward.
Okay, so let me just, and can Yvonne tell me where she is on the planet? And let me,
then in I can Toronto.
Okay, 1 second here. Okay, let me just tune in here. So what I'm seeing is sometimes they give me pictures and sometimes they give me words. So Yvonne, what I'm seeing, it's like the analogy they're giving me, it's very funny. You know, when you see a great big dump truck, I'm seeing a big dump truck and it's dumping all this earth. And it's like you're about to start building something new for yourself. And so you're in the stages of preparation and you're bringing in all the things, but they're just showing me this dump truck and all this beautiful black, dark brown earth that's coming, that you're building something new for yourself. And I don't know if that is actually on the physical, that you're building a house or putting in a new garden or a swimming pool or something like that, but or if it's etheric. But it's really you're in this phase of building the new piece of your life. And it's really, really positive for you. Really positive for you.
Beautiful. Good. Thank you. So, Yvonne, let us know how that resonates with you. And then I have a question from Caroline.
Okay.
Caroline, where did your question go? And she said, just a general reading as to manifesting what I want. And Caroline is in the Oshawa area.
Okay. Beloved one, what we would say to you is that you have what you wish to manifest, but you stay too much in the fear to create it. So on one hand, you say you want to manifest this, but you are deeply in the fears of the what if it doesn't work? How do I do this? And so really you run far more fear and lack around it than you do manifestation energy. So to really manifest, you need to let go of the fear of it and move into the seeing, feeling, experiencing that it has already happened so that the universe and the energy can come forth. But as many on your planet do, they go into the lack and they focus on the lack. And so we want you to look at it from the different perspective, beloved one. We wish you the best. We are the alchemy.
And then I got a response back from Yvonne, and she says, yes, I'm working on creating a spa and retreat and a move out of the city. Thank you. I'm so grateful.
It's so funny because I've never seen a dump truck before, you know, literally with all the stuff for building.
Yeah.
That's
perfect. Beautiful. Good. So, you know, the alchemy talked about being in fear, but what does it look like to be in the manifestation energy?
Beloved ones, when you have spoken today with our beloved Anna Lorai and with the lovely Alara, we want you to understand that many people try to manifest from a low vibration. They are in lack. So I don't have enough money, or I don't have the right place to live, or I don't have the partner I want. And it is coming from a place of lack, from a place of I don't have enough. And so you're coming from a low energy vibration, so you cannot manifest from there very well. It is very, very difficult. And usually it is not really, you don't manifest with what you are desiring anyway, because it just doesn't work this way. So you, before you do, whether it be energy work or manifestation or any of these things, you need to move into a heart space. You need to get your vibration up, raise your vibration, open your heart, and really go into this space. And the more you can use all the senses, the more you can see it, feel it, taste it, hear it, and feel the vibration of what it would be like and the excitement and energy when this comes true, this is the place you manifest from. And it isn't about wanting. It's about creating and calling forth. And what we would say is that it is a much higher vibration than many of you run on a day-to-day basis. So you want to get to the higher vibration in whatever way you do and then begin the process. And again, do not come from a place of lack, which is where most of you try to manifest.
Beautiful. Thank you. And I have Yvonne on the line. I think she just wants to say something. So I'm just going to unmute her. Hold on 1 second. Hello. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi.
Thank
you so much for that reading. I'm so grateful.
You're welcome. It's so funny to see a dump truck.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how it's going to happen, but I trust in the process and I trust in the universe and all these beautiful beings of light.
Beautiful.
Good.
So, Yvonne, just what I would say to you and to everyone, it's really important to trust. That's critical, but you need action with trust, okay?
Yes.
It's like we can't just sit at home and trust we're going to, you know, meet the one and never go outside, never answer our door, never do anything, right? So you want to create the trust. You want to have the trust, but also do the manifesting and the visualizing and write out the action plans and look at what you have to do on the third dimension as well as the other levels as you call it forth.
Okay.
Okay?
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Good. All the best.
Thank you,
Yvonne.
Oh, wait. There's more. One sec.
Okay. We'll wait.
So it's going to be you're looking at doing a day spa?
Yes. Well, my intention is to create something where it's not only a spa, but somewhere where, you know, people can come in and speak to others, raising the vibration like you're talking about, bringing in healing, healers.
So I'm seeing your check-in desk, and they just want me to tell you that they want that. What they're telling you is to find a beautiful, large cluster of quartz.
Oh, okay.
That needs to be at the front or in the entrance, but when people come in, it's almost like people come to check in and they put their hand, you know, in the old days you would ring the bell at a hotel. It's almost like you come in and you put your hand on the cluster as you're checking in to get in the energetic vibe of it all.
I will.
Nice.
That.
Okay.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, hon.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Yvonne.
Okay. Love you guys.
Love you too. Thank you. We're going to take one more quick question from the phone lines and then we're going to do the activation. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 0340. 0340. I'm going to unmute you. Hello.
Hello. Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Hi. I'm just in need of some encouragement right now, and I'd like to know if the alchemy has, you know, a message.
Okay. Can I have your first name and where you are?
It's Rosemary. I'm in Florida.
Okay, so let me just see.
Pompano.
Oh, now, isn't that funny? One of my ground crew, who's been with me with the alchemy since the very first day they came on, she just moved to Pompano, Florida, a few days ago.
I heard someone on the call from Pompano, but I didn't catch their name.
It's Sarah La. She's a member of the ground crew. Okay. So first of all, if you write into Alara, because I can't see any of that, if you would like, I'm getting that it would probably be good for me to put you in touch with Sarah La, and maybe the two of you could go for a coffee. And the alchemy is telling me that's how they're going to send you love and light, because Sarah La is this most divine, beautiful being of love. And so, Sarah La, if you're listening, oh no, I don't think she is right now. She had to be out today. I send her off to meet people all the time, and the alchemy do. So if you are open to that, we would like to have Sarah La take you out for coffee or tea.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so let me just see if I get anything else for you here. And you don't have to, so please feel free to say, I'm not comfortable with that.
No, when I first heard someone from Pompano was here, I perked up that I missed their name, so...
Yeah. Okay. So just one
yesterday
second here.
Yesterday or the other day.
Yeah. So send your details, your phone number and an email to Alara here, and then she'll pass it on to me and I'll ask Sarah La. I don't know her schedule right now. She's just moved, but I'll ask her to be in touch with you. Okay. So one second here. Beloved one, we are the alchemy. And first of all, we ask you to just let us send you some love. We ask you to stay on for this rest of this call, if you can, as we do some work with everyone. But you are in the state of what we call discouragement, and things have been challenging, and you feel like you can't dig yourself out, and you feel like you continue to be beat down by life in general. And what we would ask you to do is to really start to, what happens is the perception and the vibration are interchanged, as you know, and they are both down. So you have a perception and your vibration is low. And so what we would ask you to do simply is each day is to focus as much as you can, or to remember to find something each day that is you are grateful for. Something that is, whether it be small or big, and if you have the ability emotionally and physically, then we would also invite you to assist someone else. For when you focus on helping someone else, there is a rise in vibration. So as it is your holiday season coming up, whether there is a place that you can help collect toys for children or wrap gifts in what you call a mall or some sort of thing that you can volunteer your time, if this works, to assist others. We know that this would assist you as well, because it would also place you in connection with other people with kind hearts. And we are the alchemy, and we know that our green one, the one you know as Sarala, it will be her pleasure to connect with you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ms. Yeah, definitely send me your info and I'll send it to Anila Rai, okay? If
right.
you would like.
All right.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Both. And stay on the line as we do the AED activation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. All right, and I have no idea what we're doing in terms of an activation, like literally none, but that's no big deal because I never ask any of this stuff in advance. So don't be worried because I don't know everybody. It's just, I just go right into the trust of it all. All right, is there anything else, Alara, that we want to do, need to do or say? Because usually people are pretty, they're out of their mind at the end, in the best way.
Yeah, no, I was just going to remind everyone about the special offer page. Take a look at it, see how that resonates with you. And it's available at awakentohappinessnow.com/AnnaLarai14. But yeah, we're definitely ready for the activation. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So everybody, if you have some water, just take a drink of water with you. Take a drink of water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we're just going to begin by connecting to the light of source. So see, feel, or sense as I bring source energy. And we're bringing it in through each of us, through the crown chakra. And just feel as it's coming down. We're going to take a second here. We're going to go down through your body. So just feel this white light as it begins to spread through your brain and your third eye, the pituitary and the pineal glands. And it comes down your eyes and nostrils and mouth, and your jaws and ears. And just feel as it goes across and down and just let that go across your shoulders and down to your elbows. And we're just helping everybody align, so and down to your wrists and your fingers, and just allow the energy to flow. It's just pure love and light. And down, down, down into your heart chakra. Down to your sacral. And just in your solar plexus, just feel as this light from source is starting to saturate all the organs. It's going down your spine and into your bones and your nervous system, the blood vessels. Down, 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 down. down to your root chakra and all the way down your knees and thighs, down to your calves. And just allow that light from source to continue to flow through you, through this activation and down into the earth. So we're helping individuals and the earth. Greetings, beloveds. We are the alchemy. And on this day, we welcome you. It is our pleasure to be present once again with the one named Alara and each of you here on the call. It is our honor to come forth and work with you. And as you come nearer to the end of the 2017 year, we wish to offer each of you some assistance. As Annalarai has shared with you, the energies of the 2018 year, as they are each year, will become more intense, but we know that many have had challenges even with what has come onto your planet this year. So we wish to do an activation with you. And what we are going to do, we will tell you a little bit and then we will go through and do the activation. So we would recommend highly the integration pods of 2018. What we are going to do is very different. But what we would like to do is we are going to activate from your heart chakra a very fine, we will say, and these might be the wrong wording, we will say an energetic shielding, an energetic, let's see what word we want to use. Oh, we will use the word shield. Barrier, we like this word. We're going to create an energetic barrier. When we look at these words, sometimes we are scanning the different meanings and understandings in English to try and find the right one. And shield requires too much protection. So an energetic barrier, so like a fence. And what we're going to do is create this energetic barrier that you can activate upon your will whenever you leave your home space. So that when you are going out into the world to work, to shopping, to play, when you're going out when there are many other people, so you do not need it when you walk in nature, but if you're going to busy places or in traffic, you are traveling through an airport, then we are going to give you an energetic barrier that you can activate, that will assist you with the energetics of those around you, with providing a thin barrier around you so that the energies that others are experiencing will not permeate your own auric field in the same way, to the same intensity. And those of you that are empaths, yes, you will still feel, because that is how you have designed your life this time. But this is a barrier that will reduce all of that chaos you feel. So is this something that would be helpful for you? We ask you to type in or to raise the hand and tell us if the majority is, this is something they wish. So, as the chaos energy.
Yes, definitely.
We thank you. As the chaos energies come forth, and chaos is not necessarily what we would consider a bad word. It talks about the change, and that is part of what is happening on your planet, and sometimes it is a little bit less structured and why you call it chaotic, but it is what creates the change and the upheaval and the uprising and the raising of the vibrations. So this energetic barrier will be against assisting you in against the chaos energies. And now we would say out loud that if you hold a lot of chaos energies on your own, then this energetic barrier will not assist you as much as someone who doesn't hold it. Because if it is coming from the inside and the outside, it makes it a little difficult for the barrier. So we would suggest that you reduce your own chaotic energies or your resonance with chaos energies. And as you do this, this barrier will assist you anymore. So we will go through this process now in a moment, and then at the end we will allow you, if you have questions about this process and how to utilize it, rather than your personal questions, beloved ones. So breathe in again, and slowly exhale, and expand the heart chakra. So go into this beautiful place in your heart. And go into the very center of your heart, the heart of your heart. It is a very still and calm place. It is where you reside in the vibration of love. And as everything slows down, and begins to still, you know you are where you are meant to be. Take a moment, just be in this place of stillness within your own heart and allow the heart to expand, allow your vibration to come into this resonance of stillness and peace without irritation or agitation, without excitement, without doubt. Focus on the heartbeat. Beloved ones, I am Lord Melchizedek, and I am of the alchemy. And see or feel now as I stand in front of you on behalf of the alchemy. Ah, too many of you are getting excited. Return to the heart space and the stillness, for I cannot work from any other place with this activation, beloved ones. Go back to the stillness, the soft space. So simply allow me to place my right hand on your heart chakra. And feel now as I place a red crystal, a ruby red colored crystal, in this still place of the heart. And feel now as the one you know as Dr. Lorfin, the head of the Galactic Healers. He is a green praying mantis and he is of the alchemy. He comes behind you now. Any of you that do any healing work, report to him. And he is so large, Annalarai only ever sees him with his eyes. And feel now as from the back, he reaches in and works on this red crystal to adjust it and align it with your individual energies. Your own energetic signature. For these energetic barriers are very personalized. And he is complete. And feel now. As I have my hand on your heart chakra and he has it on the back of the heart chakra, as simultaneously we send our energies through our hands from the front and the back of your physical body, and they meet in the center in this ruby crystal as it activates now. And now we ask you to place your hand over your physical heart on the right side of the chest, as though you would be pressing the button, so to speak, to activate this energetic shield and allow Dr. Lorfin and Lord Melchizedek, myself, to see this and adjust it for your own energy field. So touch the button now to activate and allow us to assist you with smoothing or aligning the energies. They will adjust individually on each of you, so it is perfectly aligned to your energetic fields. And over the from now through the end of the 2018 year, this energetic shield that will assist you in reducing the chaos energies or the influx of the chaos energies or the disruption of the chaos energies in your fields. As this is aligned, it will automatically adjust all year for you. And if it feels that you need some help, call on Dr. Lorfin and he will adjust it for you. Just feel now as it expands over your auric egg, up and down, left and right, front and back. And some of you with vision will see this clear, beautiful red energetic barrier see through around you. It is out past the tips of your fingers. And now just touch your heart chakra to turn it off and feel it dissolve. We know that our beloved ribbons like Star Trek, and so we see it like when they touch their what you call communicators and they speak. But here you touch it and it opens, and you touch it again and it closes, it dissolves. There is no need to do this in the home space. It is for when you go out into busy places. So if you are meeting your best friend for a quiet walk, there is no need for this unless they are deeply triggered. It will never run out of power. You cannot overuse it. But we would say that it is not necessary. And we would invite you not to use it when it is not necessary, for there is a piece of learning of discernment for you. When you go to school, you go to work, you go shopping, when you travel, all of these times are the appropriate times. And again, we believe in conscious choice, so it will not automatically happen for you. You must touch your heart and simply ask that it be activated. What we will do is as you come back into the home space, then it will automatically close or shut down. But you must touch your heart and intent that you activate it. And yes, we hear some of you, you want to now say, I will touch my heart and it will automatically activate every time I need it. It does not work this way. So Dr. Lorfin steps back. And I offer you my love on behalf of myself, Lord Melchizedek, and the Alchemy Collective Consciousness. And we're just going to leave these active for a few moments as we answer any questions you have about how they work. And it will take what you call 24 hours of integration time before it is complete. So, beloveds.
I'm just checking to see if there's any questions. If there's any questions, you can type it in on the Q&A or you can raise your hand. You can start to raise your hand.
And as we wait for questions, we just wish to say that we invite all of you to join us on our Tuesday calls in Divine Service for the Planet. The majority of the times, there is also personal gifts received at the end of each call. And we invite you to share our message and invite others to join our calls. For the more people on your planet that join us, the easier the co-creation, the more grace and ease and more that can be accomplished. And as you have been told, there is no charge for this. We have asked Anna Larai and our ground crew to keep it free as much as possible, so that there is no limitation for anyone to join. And you may listen to all our recordings on our website over the past 4 years and receive all of those transmissions, beloveds.
So I have some questions on the Q&A. One of the questions is, what do we say to activate it?
Perfect. You may just touch your heart and say, activating my barrier. If you wish other words, but you just probably touch the heart and say, activate barrier.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So the second question was about the same thing. We just put our hand on our heart and say, activate barrier. Perfect. And then there's a question about, this is not bad in quotation marks, since it implies there's something to be protected against, not fear-based, question.
So, beloved ones, you know that your whole planet is not at a vibratory frequency yet for ascension. And what we are telling you, it is not that it is, we are not being fear-based. We are telling you that the energies of the 2018 year are going to be stronger, and as this comes in, that more people on your planet will feel the energies of chaos. That is not the energies coming in. They will feel chaotic because of the energies running through them that they are not accustomed to. So this will create the change and the shake-up, so to speak. And so this barrier just makes it easier for you that you don't have to experience all these energies of those around. It is like when you go to an event and someone is really agitated and you can feel that agitation. Mm-hmm. This prevents you from experiencing that. Now, of course, if you wish to experience all the agitation and chaos, then more power to you, beloved ones. Mm-hmm. But it is not about the fear. We are just simply trying to give you some tools that allows you more grace and ease. It is the same thing with Anna Larai with the integration pods for 2018. We tell you that this is happening, and here is a tool if you wish to use it to just make it a little easier for yourself.
Beautiful. Thank you. Perfect. And those were the only questions. So thank you. Those were great questions. I was also wondering, okay, how do I activate it? What do I say? But easy peasy. So it's great. Because I think, you know, also like when we are in a group of people and so on and so forth, and we're always picking up the energies of everybody, this will help us to maybe not pick them up so much and not be affected so much by them, right?
Yes, beloved.
Perfect. And then that way we stay more stable in our own energy field and in our own vibration.
Exactly. So it assists you in not allowing your own vibrations to drop, as you have talked today about raising and dropping the vibrations.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, to activate the barrier, you just put your hand on your heart, middle of your chest, and say activate barrier.
That's, yes, beloved. And perfect. It will automatically dissolve or rescind, mm-hmm. as you don't need it. But to actually activate it, you must do so.
Okay, perfect. So we don't need to deactivate, just to activate when we require it.
Yes, beloved.
Perfect. Thank you.
Good. You are most welcome. We are the alchemy. And on this day, our gratitude and blessings to each of you.
Thank you. Blessings to you as well.
Oh, hi. It's me again.
Beautiful. Thank you. That's great. And that is a wonderful tool for us to use, especially like starting now even, because, you know, it does get hectic and chaotic during the holiday season. And then, you know, like, as you said, 2018 is going to be pretty intense. So we can use all the help we can get.
Yeah, I love that. They've really started bringing in more tools, more kinds of things like this and the pod that's in the special offer, so that people have some extra things.
Yeah.
To utilize. Yeah. Now, I will also say, if you can just hold the highest vibrations of love or above 24/7, then you don't need any tools.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Most of us can't yet, or I know I can't. And so these help us and make our life easier.
And that's what we want. We want a life of ease, you know, so yeah, the more tools we can utilize and implement to do that, the better. So thank you.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, I know we've gone long today. We started a little bit late because of the technical difficulties, but what a wonderful call. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. And I love all the audience questions and just being able to connect with everyone. And so thank you.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for all of your questions, all of your comments and feedback, and, you know, the all of your engagement, you know, with the raising your hand and typing in yes or no, or just, we did so much today. It was beautiful. So thank you, everyone. So please do take a look at AnnLaRai special offers available at awakentohappinessnow.com/AnnLaRai14. All right. So the email will be going out shortly as well. So until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Bye, everybody.